ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಅನುವಾಕ ನಂಬರ್ 6. ಆನಂದೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ವ್ಯಜಾನಾತ್ ಆನಂದೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ವ್ಯಜಾನಾತ್ ಆನಂದಾದ್ಯೇವ ಖಲ್ವಿಮಾನಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಜಾಯಂತೆ ದೇವ ಖಲ್ವಿ ಆನಂದೇನ ಜಾತಾನಿ ಜೀವಂತಿ ಆನಂದೇನ ಜಾತಾನಿ ಜೀವಂತಿ ಆನಂದಂ ಪ್ರಯಂತ್ಯಭಿಸಂವಿಶಂತಿ ತೀಂ ಶೈಷಾ ಭಾರ್ಗವೀ ವಾರುಣಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗವಿವಾರುಣಿ ಪರಮೇ ವ್ಯೋಮನ್ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಾಂ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಪ್ರತಿತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಅನ್ನವಾನನ್ನಾದೋ ಭವತಿ ಮಹಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಜಯಾ ಪಶುಭಿರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವರ್ಚಸೇನ ಮಹಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಜಯಾ ಪಶುಭಿರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವರ್ಚಸೇನ ಮಹಾನ್ ಕೀರ್ತ್ಯಂ ತ್ರೂ ಪಂಚಕೋಶ ವಿವೇಕದ್ವಾರ ಭೃಗು ಫೈನಲ್ಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆನಂದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ. ಆನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ವ್ಯಜಾನಾತ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್. What is this ananda? There are two types of ananda. What are those two types? One is experiential ananda. A ananda which is born out of a contact between your sense organs and an object. That ananda, born ananda, when my sense organs contact or associate with a sense object, corresponding object, any object for that matter. Once that contact take place, that contact born ananda is called experiential ananda. I experience that ananda. When I see a flower, I get ananda. When I taste some food stuff, sweet, I get ananda. So the contact, the sense organ, the tongue and the sweet, no contact. Similarly, the flower and I contact. The contact born joy, ananda, is experiential ananda. All our ananda, whatever we are experiencing from morning to till night, until our sleep, all come under experiential ananda. Contact born ananda. Putra ananda, putri ananda, griha ananda, kar ananda. Any ananda without exception. Without exception, any ananda is born because of sense objects, sense organs, contact is experiential ananda, anubhava ananda. In Sanskrit, we call it as anubhava janya ananda, Anubhava means experience. Janya means born. Anubhava Janya Ananda is called experiential Ananda. This is one type of Ananda. There is another type of Ananda opposite to this non-experiential Ananda, which is not born out of any sense pleasures or sense objects, sense organs contact. That Ananda which is not born because of any contact, it is not Anubhava Ananda, it is not experiential Ananda, it is Swarupa Ananda, original Ananda. It is not born out of any sense pleasure. But that Ananda I experience every day, not experiential Ananda, but I enjoy that Ananda every day in my sleep. Swarupa Ananda. What contact we have got in deep sleep? In deep sleep, we don't have any sense objects because sense organs are not functioning. No gulab jam is available, no rasagulla available, no car is available, no house is available. Even including my body is not available in deep sleep. But I am sleeping happily in a deep sleep. How do you know? When you wake up, you say, I slept well. Aham sukham asvapsam. I slept well. That means I had a nice, good sleep yesterday night. I enjoyed. That's why you say, I slept well. You will never say, why you are happy? Ananda. Born out of what? We do not know. That is Swarupa Ananda. But in sleep, we do not know that. But Jnani is one who recognizes that Ananda in day-to-day, in all experiential Ananda, he understands that Swarupa Ananda, which is underlying. Jnani Bhrugu understood that Ananda, which is underlying, behind every experiential Ananda. Without that Swarupa Ananda, you cannot have this experiential Ananda. Bhrugu understood that Anandaha Brahma. That Ananda is called Brahma. Iti Vyajanath. He has understood. Therefore, not understanding the Swarupa Ananda alone is the cause for all our emotional problems. Because our experiential Ananda is Ayaram Gayaram Ananda. Poyudumemo nan bhayam. Therefore, all our emotional problems, cause is this not knowing this Ananda, I am existent consciousness principle. So to be happy, to feel that Ananda all the time, what is the solution now? We have to change our vision. Perspective change alone is the solution. Perspective change means your vision, your perception towards whom? Towards the world, towards the objects, towards the people, towards your kith and kin, your whatever possessions you have. You have to change your perception. Understanding with the right perception, understanding about the world, body, mind, everything is the only solution for all our emotional problems. Otherwise, we have to pay the price throughout our life with a lot of headaches. And up blood pressure, palpitation also. Why unnecessarily we have to go under this trauma? Why can't we understand properly? That's what Bhrigu understood. It is possible for us also to understand. What is that understanding finally? Consolidating consciousness, existence, Ananda is my nature. Consciousness means Chaitanyam, Chit, I am Chaitanyam. Existence, I am Sat, principle. Ananda, ஐ ஆம் ஆனந்தா பிரின்சிபல். சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா. அந்த அனந்தம் தான் இந்த ஆனந்தம். ஸோ ஃபைவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை ஃபார் ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ். ஃபைவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் ப்ரோக்ராம் நவ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆனந்தா. நவ் நோட் யுவர் ஃபைவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் நாட் த பார்ட் ஆஃப் த பாடி. Consciousness is not the product of the body. Consciousness is not the property of the body. Number one. So, Aidi consciousness, Chit Chaitanyam, is not the property of the body, part of the body, product of the body. Number, point number two, Aidi consciousness is an independent entity. Swatantram. Aidi consciousness, Chaitanyam, is an independent entity. Pervades the whole body, inside the body and outside the body also. That is the second point. Aidi consciousness, that I you have to write. Consciousness, so if you write, it's not sufficient. Aidi consciousness is an independent entity. And I am inside the body and outside the body also. The point number two. Point number three, Aidi consciousness is surviving even after the fall of the body. This is the third point. Aidi consciousness is surviving even after the fall of the body. Even second point we can take. I have given three points in the second point. Adhe third point akku edukalam. Okay. Aidi consciousness is an independent entity. Adhe second point you can note. Third point you can take. Aidi consciousness inside the body and outside the body. Aidi consciousness, third point. Aidi consciousness is all pervading. Aidi consciousness is sarvagataha. All pervading means Tamil all. Okay. And Aidi consciousness, all pervading means everywhere. This is third point. Fourth point, Aidi consciousness survives even after the fall of the body. Fourth point. Fifth point is, Aidi consciousness is not available for transaction without the body medium. Fifth point, Aidi consciousness is not available for transaction without the body-mind complex medium. These are the five points. Now you apply the same five points to the existence. Aidi existence principle, Sat principle. Sat means what? Always existent. Aidi existent principle is not the part of the body, property of the body. PPP and puttukongo. Property of the body, product of the body. I am an existent principle, existent principle, not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. What is point number two? Aidi existent angi consciousness, first five la. For second five la, Aidi existent, that is sat principle, existent, what like E, capital or small? Capital E. Aidi existent principle, sat principle, is what independent entity of the body. Swatantraha. I am Swatantraha, Sat principle. I am existing independently. Third point, I the existent principle is all pervading inside the body and outside the body. As easiness, I am existing in this body. Easiness is there in the mic or not? Easiness is there. Flower is, mic is, desk is, table is, fan is, light is. I am in the form of easiness inside the body and outside the body. What is the fourth point? I, the existent principle, Sat principle, survives even after the fall of the body. Even after the fall of the body. Body is not. Is irukka illaya? Body is not. And the isness, I am. Body is not there, but isness, I am. So, I, the existent principle, survives even after the fall of the body. What is the fifth point? But that I, the existent principle, cannot be transactable, available for transaction without the body-mind medium. So simple, see Vedanta. The existence, without the flower, you cannot talk about easiness. Without the mic, you cannot talk about easiness. Without the bulb, you cannot talk bulb ease. So, on the easiness, chalanamanna, it has to mingle with one object or other. That's why I, the existent principle, cannot be transactable without the body-mind complex. Five over. Now, apply these five, another three. Okay, another third one. Tired. Ananda. You have to explain. I, the Ananda principle, am not the part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. This is called triad. Okay? Sat, Chit, Ananda, triad. What is the triad? My Swarupam. My original nature. What is my original nature? Ananda Swarupam. Ananda Swarupam. Pallu vali irukkum bodhum kuda nanu Ananda Swarupam da. Problems ella irukkum bodhum kuda nanu Ananda Swarupam da. So I, the Ananda principle, am not part of the body, product of the body, property of the body. Point number two. I, the Ananda principle, am an independent entity of the body. What is the proof? In deep sleep, I don't have body, awareness, sense organs, but I am happy. So, I, the Ananda principle, am not independent entity of the body. What is the third point? I, the Ananda principle, is all pervading inside the body and outside the body. Third point. Then fourth point, I, the Ananda principle, I am not translating Ananda. Why? Happiness, bliss are not the right words. Therefore, I am not translating. I, the Ananda principle, am surviving even after the fall of the body. I, the Ananda principle, am surviving even after the fall of the body. Sample our Nidra. என்ன தெரியறது உடம்பே தெரியாது ஸ்லீப்ல பட் ஐ ஆம் என்ஜாயிங் நோ படி ட்ரை டு வேக் அப் சுவாமினி ஐ லூஸ் மை பாடி மைண்ட் அவேர்னஸ் தேர் ஃபார் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் சே சி இன் ஸ்லீப் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் மை சன் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் மை டாட்டர் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் மை கார் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் மை ஹவுஸ் ஐ எம் ஃபர்கெட்டிங் மை பாடி ஆல்சோ தேர் ஃபார் வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் யூ சே Thank God, let me forget everything. கொஞ்ச நேரம் அது நல்லா தூங்கட்டும் ஆனந்தமா எவ்வளோ ஆனந்தமாக போகிறோம் ஸ்லீப்புக்கு தட் மீன்ஸ் தேர் இஸ் சம்திங் ஆனந்தா ஐ எம் என்ஜாயிங் த வித்தவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் தட் ஈஸ் வாட் ஐ ஆம் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம் வித்தவுட் சர்வைவிங் இன் வித்தவுட் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஆல்சோ பட் தட் ஆனந்தா இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு are available for transaction without body-mind complex. Who is that Ananda? I am not the body. Mano, buddhi, hankara, chittani, na aham. Then who am I? Siddhananda, rupa, shivoham, shivoham. This is what knowledge. Who understood this? Bhrugu understood and students of Taittiriya Upanishad also have understood. Understood now? Understood. So that is why this Atma, that Brahma, alone is Atma. This Atma is myself. Scientists are not able to understand this. This Atma, Brahmaswarupam, is a brain lower phenomenon for them. They are not able to, it is a mystery for them. Ever ending, ever ending mystery for them. It never ends for them, it's never ending mystery for all other people. But for Vedantin, it is what? Ullankai nillikkanipol. Ullankai nillikkanipol madri. Adivari. So, up to here we saw in the last class. After the class, you have any doubts, just mark, I will clear your doubts. What are the benefits of this ananda, satchit ananda swarupa jnanam? Last mantra says, mahan bhavati, mahan kirtya brahma varchasena. Once you have this knowledge, you are in so much of ananda, effulgence. My swarupam is this, I have no an iota of sorrow at all. Then you become so prosperous and you become so, name and fame comes to that person. That's why all Mahatmas are all that, why they are popular, why they are famous, because of this knowledge. Because of this knowledge. That is what? Prajaya, he becomes great through progeny. Sorry. Next. 1 minute. Prajaya pashubhihi brahma varchasena. He is blessed with many children. Idenna swamini, brahma gnanam solli appadi kolandena. So that means what? Happily you can marry and have children. There is no problem. You must handle them properly. Otherwise, problem. If I know my real nature, life is wonderful, beautiful. If I don't know my real nature, life is miserable. So having attained this jnana, you have to enter into grihastha ashrama. Okay? If you want, Shastra says, if you want to enter into grihastha ashrama, marry, have children, one Brahman, two Brahman. Wife Brahman, husband Brahman, kolanda Brahman, ellame Brahman thane. Appa enna solluvom, Shani Shani ani solla matom. Brahma Brahma ani solluvom, Atma Atma ani solluvom. The father gives name to his son or daughter, Atma, your name is Atma. I know that, but for my transactional purpose, I cannot call Atma, Atma, Bhava, you know. Therefore, Lakshmi, Saraswati, otherwise Harish, Mahesh, even a name I keep for transactional purpose. Therefore, everything is Atma for a Jnani. In the Jnana, one the Kapra, Kalyanam Pandikano. Gurukulam Kupoi, Padichi, in the Jnana, one the Kapra. That's why our Rishis are all were Jnanis, happily married. Even our gods, all are having, you know, wives, children, everything they have. No problem. Don't think jnana moksha vanna, I have to become sannyasini. Never. Our Shastra never say like that. What is the proof? See mantra. Prajaya, pashubhihi, nice grandchildren. Also he gets pashubhihi with so many cattle, a lot of wealth he gets. Brahma varchas, that is the tejas. Brahma varchasana enartham, not out of brahmana birth. By brahmana birth you never get brahma varchas. Any birth is okay, any jati is okay. If you get this jnanam, you are called real brahmana. That is called brahma varchas. Tejas. Brahma varchasena mahan kirtya. He becomes a great through fame, name and fame. Mahan Kirtya. Through fame, he also becomes very great. So you should not take literally. So therefore, let me become Jnani. So I can become popular. Because he don't want anything, he get everything. Whoever renounce everything, they get everything. Whoever desire for everything, they don't get. Okay. This is the Tyagatla. Everything is available. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we'll enter into the seventh anuvaka. With this, Bhrigu has understood, and Bhrigu didn't come to back to his father. You have to understand. He has gone to search his son, or we do not know. Upanishad comes, master of ceremony. Upanishad comes onto the stage. Bhrigu has understood. He has attained jnanam. That's what we have to understand. Then Upanishad comes and gives some disciplines. If anyone wants to get this knowledge, by getting which knowledge, that all emotional problems will be resolved. All samsara problems are resolved, and one can attain shanti, ananda. What ananda? Anubhava ananda or swarupa ananda? Swarupa ananda. You need not attain swarupa ananda. Swarupa ananda is that you need not attain. But what you do? You recognize. My nature is swarupa ananda only. I need not get ananda from petty things. No? I need not ask my husband, you are not giving me happiness at all. On the other hand, you give plenty of happiness to all people who ever come near to you. Because you have what ananda? Swarupa ananda. It is what? It will never exhaust. This swarupa ananda will never exhaust. Whatever experiential ananda? Exhaust. Once that contact over with that sense object, that ananda will go away. That's why jnanis or mahatmas, you can take sannyasis or mahatmas, whoever take up this Vedanta study, they never crave for any experiential ananda. They never crave for any experiential ananda born out of pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani or any worldly objects. They never crave for, they never have desire for that. Why? They know the dosha in those experiential ananda. They know the limitation. And they are the cause for the potential sorrow also. There is a sorrow, potentially it is there. They know this. They have this viveka. That's why they are never trapped by these experiential ananda. They are very happy. Atmanyeva. Atmana tushtaha. அவருக்கு ஒண்ணுமே இல்லையே, எப்படி ஆனந்தமா இருக்காருன்னா, அதுதான் சீக்ரெட்டு. நமக்கு எல்லாமே இருக்கே, ஏன் ஆனந்தம் இல்லை? அதுதான் ப்ராப்ளம். ரெக்கக்னைஸ், திஸ் இஸ் வாட் த விசிடம். விசிடம். நவ் லெட் அஸ் ரீட் திஸ் செவன்த் அனுவாதா.
அன்னம் நனிந்த்யாத் தத்வ்ரதம் ப்ராணோ வா அன்னம் ஶரீரமன்னாதம் ப்ராணே ஶரீரம் ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் ஷரீரே ப்ராண ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஹ ததேதன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் சய ஏததன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் தன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் வேத ப்ரதிதிஷ்டதி அன்னவானன்னாதோ பவதி மகான் பவதி ப்ரஜயா பசுபிஹி ப்ரஹ்மவர்ச்சசேன மகான் கீர்த்தியா மகான்.
ஆல் வண்டர்ஃபுல் மந்த்ராஸ். எவ்ரிடே வி கேன் டூ பாராயணம் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் அவர் குளோரி. ஓகே, வை யூ லுக் அட் மிரர் டு சி யுவர் ஃபேஸ்? யூ ஆர் சோ ஹாப்பி டு சி யுவர் ஃபேஸ் இன் த மிரர் அர்லி மார்னிங் ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் அப். இமீடியட்லி வாட் யூ டூ? Immediately you go near the mirror. மூஞ்சி எப்படி இருக்க என்ன. திஸ் இஸ் சென்டிமெண்ட் ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள். லெட் அஸ் சி அவர் ஓன் ஃபேஸ் இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் சீயிங் அதர்ஸ் ஃபேஸ். அது மாதிரி லுக் இன் டு த சாஸ்திர தர்ப்பணம். சாஸ்திர இஸ் எ மிரர், தர்ப்பணம். பை லுக்கிங் இன் டு சாஸ்திர மீன்ஸ் நாட் லுக்கிங் இன் டு த புக், ஓகே, லுக்கிங் இன் டு த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தட் மந்த்ரா. ஐ ரிகக்னைஸ் மை நாட் ஃப்ளஷி ஃபேஸ், ஐ ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் பஞ்சகோஷ விலக்ஷண இன்டீரியர் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் சச்சித் ஆனந்தஸ்வரூபம் ஐ ரிகக்னைஸ். ஸோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு கிராஸ் அன்னமயா, பிராணமயா, மனோமயா, விஜானமயா, திஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல் ஆனந்தா ஆல்சோ ஐ ஹாவ் டு கிராஸ் அண்ட் ஐ ரிகக்னைஸ். ஸோ நவ் வாட் ஆர் த டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் உபனிஷத் கிவ்ஸ்? இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு கெட் திஸ் நாலேஜ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபாலோ சர்டன் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ். எவ்ரி 7th, 8th, and 9th அன்வாக்காஸ் கிவிங் சம் வேல்யூஸ் அண்ட் சம் உபாசனாஸ். If you follow these values and upasanas, there is a possibility of this knowledge. There is a possibility. What are they? First one is annam na nindyat. Annam. See, why Upanishad? Now Upanishad is talking. Bhrugu Varuna story over. Yeah. Bhruga, Upanishad is addressing us. What Upanishad is saying? Oh people of this, or oh humanity, humanity Upanishad is addressing. Oh human beings, don't criticize annam. Annam na food. Whatever you consume is called food. Annam na nindyat. Never blame. Never blame that annam. You should not disrespect. Ninda means what? Disrespect. Never disrespect your annam, food, whatever you consume. That's why nothing is secular for us, everything is sacred for us. Why? Food I consume, annam I consume, I am happy surviving because of food. And air I am consuming, that is pranam, air I am consuming, I am because of that I am surviving. Therefore I respect that air principle. From trees, plants and all, I am getting so many things, I respect them. Water, I respect. Earth, I respect. Fire, I respect. Because I am getting so many things from them. Therefore, I respect them. Here, anna means upalakshanam. You have to take all other things, whatever you consume, and you enjoy, you respect all of them. When salary comes, you respect that salary. That's why we keep in front of the Lord first. I wear nice new sari, first you keep in front of the Lord. Don't blame the dress. Don't blame whatever you possess. This is called respecting everything. Therefore, we do not know what is secular in this country. In our country, we people cannot understand what is secular. That what is it, what it means. For us, everything is God. Sacred. Sacred is not God. Whatever is secular means what? Not God in Allah. Try to understand. Okay. We are a secular government. Secular we are. The sacred Allah, pooja Allah, you keep in your house. Don't bring your religion into the schools or into the colleges, in the office. Therefore, wear vibhuti in your house, but don't wear to the office. Why? But it is a religious mark. This is secular office. Government is, everything is secular. Come with a secular idea. How can I go? How is it possible for me? A Hindu who born in this country, take up this culture, how can I take double personality? Split personality. Inside sacred, வீட்டில் sacred, outside secular. ஆமாம், அப்படி தான் இருக்கணும். அது எப்படி முடியும்னா, இன்சைடு ஹவுஸ் சீக்ரெட் எவ்ரி திங், வென் யூ கம் அவுட் சைட் பப்ளிக் இட் இஸ் செக்குலர். யூ ஷுட் நாட் டாக் அபவுட் யுவர் ரிலிஜன், காட் ஆர் எனி திங். திஸ் இஸ் வெரி 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 டிஃபிகல்ட் ஃபார் ஏ ஹிந்துனா, பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் பார்ன் பிராட் அப் இன் திஸ் கல்ச்சர், ஐ லுக் அட் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் காட். For me, inside the house also sacred Bhagavan. For me, outside is also Bhagavan. That's why it is not ordinary food. It is not ordinary food. It is Annapurna. She is Annapurna Devi. I worship the food. Therefore, before food we do namaskara. After cooking the food, we offer to the devatas, pitrus, and we offer to other beings, bhuta yajnam, manusha yajnam, pitru yajnam. I do that. I respect. This food taking also I have a respect. Therefore, I cannot blame the food. You should not blame the food. Upanishad says, teach to your children. Blaming the food is called disrespecting the food, means you are disrespecting the Annapurna Devi. Because that food is going inside, because of that food you are surviving, all nutritions, carbohydrates, all that are nurturing your body, nourishing your body. What you are taking and which is nurturing your body, how can you blame when it is outside? இன்னைக்கு உப்பு இல்லை, காரம் இல்லை, சி நல்லா இல்லை, ஏன்னா புஷிங் த பிளேட்டு, த்ரோயிங் த பிளேட்டு, வேஸ்டிங் த ஃபுட், அது கூட சொல்ல போகிறார். நெக்ஸ்ட் அனதர் வேல்யூ, திஸ் வேல்யூ இஸ் நன் இந்தியாத், நெவர் பிளேம். இஃப் உப்பு இஸ் நாட் தேர், டோன்ட் பிளேம். இஃப் வைஃப் இஸ் நாட் குக்கிங் ப்ராப்பர்லி, டோன்ட் பிளேம். சப்போஸ் ஹஸ்பண்ட் இஸ் குக்கிங் ஆல்சோ, டோன்ட் பிளேம். டோன்ட் பிளேம் த ஃபுட், நெவர் பிளேம் த ஃபுட் எனிவேர், ஹூ எவர், வாட் எவர் தே ப்ரிப்பேர், பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபுட். அன்னம் ந நிந்தியாத் சோ வாட்டன் தத் விரதம், இட் இஸ் எ விரதம், இட் இஸ் எ வவ், இட் இஸ் எ ப்ராமிஸ், டேக் எ வோ, ஓத், ஓகே, ஐ டுடே ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஸ்டாப் பிளேமிங் த ஃபுட். வேர், நாட் இன் மை ஓன் ஹவுஸ், எனிவேர், அட் எனி டைம் இன் மை லைஃப் ஃபர்தர், பிகாஸ் அன்னம் இஸ் மை காடெஸ். This value you develop, this will help you. This is the value. Now, what is the upasana? Why we have to worship annam? You should not disrespect, means what? You have to worship annam. What is that? You should not disrespect. Ninda panda koodadana nartham, respect panda. Respect means what? Worship. Why? Pranova annam. This annam is that because of which prana is there sustained, therefore pranam eva annam. Oru naal saapidamal irundha theriyum, okay, oru naal upavasathukku ella seethi saapidom next day, okay. What to talk of 2 days, 3 days, we cannot survive. Even if you don't take properly one day food, moochu kaathe varadhu, pesi kuda varadhu, yenna sariya saapidala iniki na pesa mudiyadhu. That's why father asked his son 15 days, you know, சாப்பிடாமல் இருந்தா 15 days அப்புறம் ஒரு மந்திரம் சொல்ல முடியல, இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டாக், நாட் டோட்டலி ஸ்டாப்டு, ஹீ கிராஜுவலி ரெடியூஸ்டு, பை தட் டைம் இட் செல்ஃப் ஹீ ஸ்டாப், வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டாக். தட்ஸ் வை தே சே வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் ஃபாஸ்டிங், பெட்டர் நாட் டு டாக், மெயின்டைன் மௌனம், பிகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்பெண்ட் யுவர் எனர்ஜி. மௌனம் அண்ட் ஃபாஸ்டிங் ஷுட் கோ டுகெதர். This is the idea behind that. நம்ம என்னென்னா இன்னைக்கு குக்கிங் வேலை இல்லையோ, அதனால் பேசியோ பேச்சு என்ன பேசக்கூடாது, மௌனமாக இருக்கணும். ஸோ தத் விரதம் பிராணோவா அன்னம். வை உபனிஷத் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் திஸ் பிராணம் அன்னம்னு. வி தி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி மச், வெரி 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 மச் ஐடென்டிஃபைங் வித் த ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி, டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் த பாடி மார்னிங் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் டில் நைட். என்னதான் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம், தோச்சி 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 உடம்புல. பாடி ஐடென்டிஃபிகேஷன் இஸ் சோ மச் ஃபார் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ், ப்ரிடாமினன்ட்லி பாடி ஐடென்டிஃபிகேஷன். தட்ஸ் வை வி ஆர் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் சோ மச் அபவுட் த பாடி. பாடி கான் வை யோகா இஸ் பிகமிங் பாப்புலர், யூ நோ, பிகாஸ் திஸ் மை பர்சனல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஐ எம் டீச்சிங் ஃப்ரம் பாஸ்ட் 25 இயர்ஸ் யோகா. பீப்புள் ஆர் பாடி ஓரியன்ட் அனி பக்காவா கன்ஃபர்ம்டு, ஓகே. Why yoga classes, yoga centers are thriving, KIFFIT centers are thriving, gyms are thriving, aerobic centers are thriving, and this is the proof, maximum population is body oriented. Upanishad knows this weakness. Therefore, Upanishad want to talk about that only, about Annamaya Kosha. Because we are very much attached to physical body. So, whatever we are very much attached, Upanishad deals with that topic only. Okay. Pranova annam, shariram annadam. Here, annam, annadam means consumer and consumed anartham. Annam means not only your idli, sambar, rasam, rice. Here, annam means atti iti annam, adanat. Adan means, ad means to eat, to consume. Now you are listening my sound is also called annam, because you are consuming my sound. You are looking my form, this is called annam. My form is also a annam. But you are consuming any form, you are consuming, that is annam. Okay, forget about that annam. Pasikum konja nerathirulla. Okay, annam. Annadaha means what? Consumer. The one who consume. Annadaha. Annam annadaha. Annam annadaha sambandaha. Annadaha means eater. Annam means eaten. Whatever eaten by you is called annam. Consumed by you is called annam. The consumer is called annadaha. This sambandha is there. This sambandha means relation. Anna annada sambandha. Now who is annam, who is annadaha? Upanishad says, pranova annam. Pranam is annam. We are consuming prana. We are breathing in, no? That prana is, we are breathing in air, we are consuming. Who is consuming? Shariram is consuming. So, shariram is what? Annadaha. Shariram annadam. The consumer. Now, what you are doing? You are consuming air or not? Pranam. And the pranam you are consuming, annam, that is annam. Who is consuming? I am consuming. Therefore, I am annadaha. Pranam is annam. So what? So what? Prane shariram pratishthitam. Because of prana alone, shariram is surviving. Prane. By prana alone, kriya shakti. You are writing, you are listening, you are doing lot of work now. Okay? Edo work ezhudindirukollyo, you are listening. This is called kriya shakti. All these kriya activities done by prana alone. Prane shariram pratishthitam. The body is supported. Pratishtha pratishthita sambandaha. Anna annada sambandaha. Eater eaten sambandaha. Relation. Or supporter supported sambandha. Pratishthitaha means supported. The body is supported. Pratishthitaha. By whom? Pranaha pratishthitaha. Shariram pratishthitam by what? Pranaha. So pranaha is called pratishthitaha. Annam, the shariram is called pratishtham. Pratishthitam, supported. Prana is the breath. The activity take place by the prana alone, then only the shariram functions. The body is supported by the prana. Prana is the support. Prana is supported by the body. Adi vere. The reverse lagoda solirukano. Mutual. Mutual interdependence. Prana, from one angle, prana is annam. Shariram is annadaha. Then you reverse it. Shariram is annam. Prana is annadaha. You can reverse it also. Sharire prana pratishthitaha. The same way, tadetat annam pratishthitam annena. Prana is depending on annam, shariram. Shariram is depending on prana. Both of them are mutual. If prana is not there, body will become shavam. Hello? If prana is not there, this shivama irukkira body, shavama idu. It is dead. Corpse it becomes. So body is not there, prana become pratham. ghost. Without body, what about prana? It is a ghost. Without body, prana is a ghost. Without prana, body is a corpse. So both are depending upon each other. Mutual interdependence. Prane shariram pratishthitam, sharire pranam pratishthitam. So anna annada sambandha, reverse it, anna annada sambandha. Ippidi paakalam, appidi paakalam. Enna both are sambandhis. Puriyadha inga sambandhi. Idha sambandhi en artham. Both are sambandhis. Relating each other. Without prana, body cannot survive. Without body, prana cannot exist. Exist in the sense it will become a ghost in artha. Anne, annam pratishtitam anne. Annam is supported by annam. Annadaha is supported by annam. Annam is supported by annadaha. Both of them are mutually supported. Saha yaha veda, whoever does upasana in this manner. Saha yaha veda, that's why when sarir body is so fat, what you do? Lot of exercise you do. Prana, you exhaust so much of calories and the treadmill, you stand on the treadmill. Okay, you are breathing fast, na? That prana, and obvious calories are reducing. Na? One. The connection is there. If you don't take food, prana cannot. Prana become weaker and weaker. See the connection. Exercise, when you breathe fast only, you are spending a lot of calories. That's why walking. When you are walking, you breathe fast. When you are breathing fast, calories come down. Calories connected to body or prana? Body. Calories connected to body. But breathing is what is connection in prana. So this is the sambandha. Whoever does upasana in this manner, etat, this idea, he who meditate upon this idea, that anna annada sambandha, pratishthita pratishthitam sambandha, pratishtha pratishtha sambandha, supporter supported sambandha, eater eaten sambandha, annam pratishthitam anne pratitishthati. That means annam is supported by annam, gets established. He is established in what? He becomes the, again say like previous, annavan bhavati. He gets plenty of food. Annadaha bhavati. Not only getting plenty of food, he can digest also. Sila perku problem. Nariya food irukum, but digestion ahad. Indigestion problem. That's why the appetizers they take. Ivanaku appetizer problem e kedaiyadu. Appetizer he need not take. You know what is appetizer? You take appetizer, that problem need not come for him. Why? He did upasana this way, therefore he get lot of food and digest nicely, possessor of food and enjoyer of food. And not only that, just like that he cannot gulp, while eating also he can feel the taste perfectly. ரசிச்சு ரசிச்சு சாப்பிடுவான்னு அர்த்தம். ஓகே, ஆனந்தமாக சாப்பிடுவான். தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். வென் யூ ஆர் ஈட்டிங் நைஸ்லி, யூ ஹாவ் டு என்ஜாய் த டேஸ்ட். வாட் ஐ சேட், அன்னம் பிரம்மா ரசோ விஷ்ணு போக்தா தேவோ மகேஸ்வர இது சஞ்சிந்திய புஞ்சான அன்னதோஷைர் ந லிப்யதே. இப்படி சாப்பிடுவான். நல்ல இப்படி சாப்பிடுங்க இன்னைக்கு. ஓகே, தென் அன்னாதா மகான் பவதி, பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபுட், ஹீ கேன் கிவ் பிளென்டி ஆஃப் ஃபுட் டு மெனி பீப்பிள். ஹீ டஸ் அன்னதானம். ஓகே, லாட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ஹூ எவர் கம்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஹவுஸ், இன்னைக்கு ஃபுட் இல்லைன்னு சொல்ல மாட்டேன். நிறைய ஃபுட் இருக்கு, தேர் ஃபார் யூ வாண்ட் டு வா, ஹவு மச் ஏ பர்சன் கேன் ஈட், தேர் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ், லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபுட், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் அவைல், வாங்கோ சாப்பிடுங்க, வாங்கோ சாப்பிடுங்கன்னு ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் டு ஆல் பீப்பிள். மகான் பவதி பிரஜையா பசுபிஹி. நான் என்ன பண்ணுவேன், இதெல்லாம் நிறைய சாப்பிடுவேன். லாட் ஆஃப் சில்ட்ரன், லாட் ஆஃப் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன், பிக் ஃபேமிலி. பிரஜையா பசுபிஹி, ஒன்றுக்கு ஒன்றுக்கு ஒன்று மூணு காரு, டூ த்ரீ வீலர்ஸ், ஃபோர் கார்ஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கும். ஸோ ஆல் பீப்புள் கம் டு ஹிஸ் ஹவுஸ் ஓன்லி. ஏன்னா ஹி ப்ரொவைட்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங்.
பசுபிஹி பிரம்மவர்ச்சசேனா, பிரம்மவர்ச்சஸ் கம்ஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் ஃபேஸ். மகான் கீர்த்தியா, ஹி பிகம் வெரி பாப்புலர் அண்ட் ப்ராஸ்பரஸ் இன் த சொசைட்டி. நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா வில் ரீட் 8th anvaka, second value, second upasana is going to come.
Annam na parichakshitam, tadvratam, apova annam, jyotirannadam, அப்சு ஜ்யோதி ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம், ஜ்யோதிஷ்யாப ப்ரதிஷ்டிதாஹம், ததேததன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம், சய ஏதன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் வேத ப்ரதிதிஷ்டதி, சய ஏதன்னமன்னே ப்ரதிஷ்டிதம் வேத ப்ரதிதிஷ்டதி, அன்னவானன்னாதோ பவதி, அன்னவானன்னாதோ பவதி, மகான் பவதி, ப்ரஜயா பசுபிர் ப்ரஹ்மவர்ச்சசேன, மகான் கீர்த்யா.
சோ மெனி ஐடியாஸ் ஆர் ரிப்பீட்டட். விரதம் வேல்யூ இஸ் ஹஸ் சேஞ்ச்ட், பட் தட் உபாசனா இஸ் சேம், பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் ஆர் சேம். What he is doing upasana upon what, that only changes here. What is the value given here? Second value, annam na parichakshita. You write a big board and keep in the kitchen room. Okay, kitchen illa, dining hall. So your children, grandchildren, don't waste food. Don't blame the food like this. Sanskrit and English. Amma enna unga sontha sahityama nu ketta illa upanishathula sollirken solunga. We have to teach children. A person who wastes the food, next birth he will not get the food. He will become a beggar. So, whatever is available in this Janma, we have to show our gratitude to the Lord and we have to respect them so that next Janma we will get it again in plenty. Swamini, next Janma irukkana, ungalukku illa, for other people. You are all Jeevan Muktas. Now, here, mantra says that annam na parichakshita, never waste the food, never throw the food. Parichakshita means throwing the food. Maha papam, throwing the food is papam, blaming the food is papam, sin. Blaming the food is papam, throwing the food is papam. So what? Therefore don't throw the food, never waste the food. So what? Because they are serving so much, Swamini, what can I do now? Hey, look at the plate when they are serving. Don't see TV. When they are serving, you look here and there and they serve. What to do? You are wasting the food. Why I have to waste the food? When, how much I want, I can ask them, please serve that much only. Therefore, when person is serving, don't look here and there. You are the responsible person. When other person is serving, you have to look into your plate. So you can say enough. So you can avoid wasting the food. There are many people who are starving without food. How can I waste the food? In the name of reception buffet system, people are all doing what? Wasting the food. Anywhere, whoever, it belongs to anybody, doesn't matter. Even if I use the fan or light when I am not having a work, when it is not necessary for me, it is called papam. I am wasting. The public property is not your property, it is Bhagavan's property. Everything Bhagavan's property, if I misuse it, I abuse it, I have to pay the price. I will miss that in one way or other in my life future. I have kashtapadanum adukaga. It will happen. Therefore, be careful. Even anybody's fan, anybody's light doesn't matter. I have to see this is Bhagavan's property. This is called value. Respect. Especially modern children ki chulli kudukano. What to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, how often to eat. Pasi illamale saapta kuda paapam. Therefore, what? Pasi irukkira varaku wait pannu. టైం పాస్ అని చెప్పి మిడిల్ మిడిల్లో చాపడకూడదు. మధ్య మధ్య పానీయం అని, మధ్య మధ్య పానీయం అని కాఫీ టీ మోర్ అప్ప కుడికడం డాక్టర్ చొల్లిండే ఇరుపాం. ఏ మిడిల్ మిడిల్లో కొంచెం కొంచెం సాప్టిండే ఇరన్న. ఇంక పసికిరదా ఇల్లేని పాక వెళ్ళాము. సీ దట్ యు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ హంగర్, దట్ టైమ్ ఓన్లీ యూ షుడ్ ఈట్. సో అన్నం పరిచక్ష ఇనికి పసి ఇల్ల అని చెప్పి వేస్ట్ పడకూడదు. దట్ ఫుడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ టు సంబంధన. Tadvratam, that is vratam. Then what? What is the upasana? This any vratam, if you follow 12 years, 12, one value if you follow, all other values will follow you. You follow one vratam, one value, you need not struggle to follow other values. ఓకే, అహింస సత్యం అస్తేయం బ్రహ్మచర్యం అపరిగ్రహం శౌచ సంతోష తపస్సు స్వాధ్యాయ ఆల్ 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ హిందూయిజం. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ స్ట్రగుల్ టు ఫాలో వన్ వాల్యూ, యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ అప్ అండ్ ఫాలో ఇట్. ఆల్ అదర్ వాల్యూస్ ఫాలో యూ, దే బికమ్ స్పాంటేనియస్ ఫర్ యూ, న్యాచురల్లీ యూ విల్ ఫాలో. అంటే కష్టమే తిరిగిలేదే ఫాలో పండ్రదకి న్యాచురల్గా వందడం. ఇప్పుడు ఓరు ఫాలో ఒన్ను ఫాలో పండ్రది కొంచెం కష్టం బిగినింగ్లో. But if I value the value, it is easy. A value is a value when the value of the value is valued by you. I have to respect the value, reverence towards the value, then it is easy for me to follow. Why we are violating, why people are violating the values? They don't have respect towards that value, reverence towards that value. What am I going to miss if I violate this value? If I don't have reverence towards this value, if I violate, what is the consequence in my life? People do not know that. That's why they violate. We should know the value of the value. Values will never hang outside in the akasha. Value is that when I follow value. Dharma is a value. It is in dharmi, the one who follows. Dharma is not outside from the dharmi. The follower of dharma is called dharmi. Value is always with the person. When I follow value, he is a dharmika purushaha, they say. I am a dharmi if I follow. After following this value, what upasana I have to do? ఆపోవా అన్నం జ్యోతిర్ అన్నాదం, దట్ అన్న అన్నాద సంబంధ. అగైన్ యు హ్యావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ఈటర్ ఈటన్ సంబంధ, సపోర్టర్ సపోర్టెడ్ ప్రతిష్టా ప్రతిష్ఠిత సంబంధ. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ న? ఆపహ మీన్స్ వాటర్స్, వాటర్ ఈస్ అన్నం. అన్నం మీన్స్ వాట్? ఈటన్ వైస్ యూ కన్స్యూమ్ వాటర్. జ్యోతి అన్నాదం, జ్యోతి మీన్స్ ఫైర్. Fire is the consumer. Fire is the consumer means what? How to understand this, Swami? See, for example, you are drinking water. It goes inside to your jatharagni. There is agni, fire. I am dahama irka, dahama irka nana. Dahati iti dahaha. Rumba dahama irka nana ardham. I am feeling burning sensation inside. Inna udane enna pannuvad? Take drink water. In the water, it cools down the body. ఇది చల్ల పురిగిలేనా అంత దోశకల్లు మీద కొంచెం తన్ని ఊతుంగో ఎన్నాడు సర్రని అంత వాప్ వాటర్ విల్ ఎవాపరేట్. అది మాదిరి నమ్మ వైరు వంది ఒక దోశకల్లు మాదిరి కొంచెం కొంచెం పసించిన దాహం పసి అని అన్న హీట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్. దెన్ యూ గివ్ ఫుడ్ ఆపహ వాటర్. దట్స్ వే బిఫోర్ టేకింగ్ ఫుడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఉపసేచనం, ఆపోసన పండనం, అదే వాటర్. Therefore, ఆపహ అన్నం జ్యోతి జాఠరాగ్ని అన్నాద. వైన అప్సు జ్యోతి ప్రతిష్ఠితం. In waters, the fire is supported. In fire, water is supported. So, water and fire are supported. In artham. Jyoti shyapaha pratishthitaha anna annada sambandaha. Water is depending on fire, fire is depending on water. Clouds are depending for lightning, and lightning comes only because of that clouds. There, water in the clouds, water wearing clouds. Lightning la enna irukku? Enna principle? Fire principle. So there is a connection between lightning and water wearing clouds. Similarly, there is a connection between water and our stomach. Fire juice. இப்போ ஸ்வெட்டிங் போச்சுன்னு என்ன ஆகும்? கொஞ்ச நேரம் தாகம் வந்துடும் இல்லையோ? என்ன ஸ்வெட்டிங் என்ன வாட் பிரின்சிபல்? வாட்டர் பிரின்சிபல். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஃபீல் தர்ஸ்டி என்ன? அகெயின் தாகம், ஃபயர் பிரின்சிபல். போத் ஆர் இன்டர் டிபெண்ட். இப்படி என்ன நினைச்சு என்ன பண்ணணும்? மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணணும். வென் யூ ஆர் ட்ரிங்கிங் வாட்டர், அப்ஸ் ஜோதி பிரதிஷ்டிதம் கூல் ஆயிடுச்சுப்பா உள்ள. அதுக்குதான் லெமன் ஜூஸ்ன்னு இப்போ பாட்டில் பண்ணி வச்சுருக்கோம் இல்லையோ, சம்மருக்கு ரெடி ஆனா. அதான் மூவர் இந்த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.